You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Joshua, chapter 6, verse 22 and 23. But Joshua has said unto the two men that had spied out the country, "Go into the harlot's house and bring out hence the woman and all that she had, as ye swore unto her." And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. Rahab is a picture of salvation. And you could see that she did not continue in Jericho. She was brought out of it. That is salvation. Salvation delivers us from the world. It delivers us from the kingdom of darkness. It delivers us from sin. It delivers us from the sinful nature. You cannot continue in all of this and say, "I am saved." In what way then are you saved? You must be brought out. The scripture says, "Come out from among them and be ye separate." You have to come out. She came out of Jericho. She forsook the sinful people of Jericho. The second thing we noticed about her is that her salvation brought salvation to her immediate family. Her light shined in her immediate family. Because of her, her father was saved. Her mother was saved. Her brethren were saved. Her kindred were saved because of Rahab. Those ones were not the ones that encountered the spies. But because she encountered the spies, they became saved. She demanded for their salvation. She asked for their salvation. Brethren, charity begins at home. That's why the Bible is wondering, if a man cannot rule over his own house, how shall he rule the house of God? The first place to show that the life of Christ is in you, is in your marriage, is in your home. As a child, as a father, as a mother, as a uncle, as sisters, as cousins, as husband and wife. That's the first place to demonstrate your Christian life. And we must all make intercession for our family members to be saved. We must care about them. They are our immediate constituency. And so we must pray for their own salvation. You see, when you truly love people, you can't be saved and then not care about their own soul. You are glad that you have been rescued from eternal damnation in the lake of fire. But how about your family members who are not saved? You can't force them to be saved, but you can pray for their salvation. You can continuously intercede. I'm talking of a lifelong commitment to pray for everyone in your family who is not saved, or at least in your immediate family, everyone who is not saved, until they see the light of Jesus and until they became saved. So we could see that Rahab brought salvation to her family. You know, that, and when she wanted to marry, you know, she married Salmon, the father of Boaz, because Rahab was the mother of Boaz, and Boaz married Ruth. You can see the link. Now, there was no way she was going to bring a man home and say, "Daddy, this is the man I want to marry." And they would say, "No, he's not from our tribe. He's a Jew, he's not from our tribe." You know, the parents saw that by her action, her commitment to the God of Israel, they were saved, and they saw the people of Jericho being destroyed. So there is nothing she says to them that they will not believe nor accept. And this is what we tell a lot of single brothers and sisters, that, see, you have not demonstrated your Christian life sufficiently in the home. That's why you want to marry, and they are telling you that, "Oh, the person you want to marry is not from our tribe. It's not from this." It's because your Christian life is not convincing. If your Christian life is convincing, if your walk with God is convincing, nobody will tell you and say, "No, you can't marry because the person is not from our race, it's not from our tribe." Nobody will say that to you. Demonstrate your Christian life in your family, in your home. Let them see truly that you are a child of God. I'm telling you, when you make decisions, they will trust your decision because they have seen over the years that you are truly walking in Christ. But we need to stress again that we must intercede and pray for our family, our friends to be saved. You must be conscious of this. You must have that desire. You must have that love. If you love people, the greatest thing you can probably do for them is to pray for their salvation. Honestly, that's probably the greatest thing that you can do for people that you truly loved but who are not saved. And I pray that you will receive understanding in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.